Sharanagati. The definition of Sharanagati. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam rakshishyati tivishvaso koptritve varanam tata atmanikshepakarpanye shadvidha sharanagati. There are six symptoms of self-surrender, sharanagati. The first two are anukulyasya sankalpa and pratikulyasya varjanam. I will only do that which is favorable for unalloyed bhakti, and I will reject all that is unfavorable. This is called sankalpa or pratigya, a solemn vow. The third symptom is rakshishyatiti vishvaso, faith in Bhagavan as one's protector. Bhagavan is my only protector. I can derive absolutely no benefit from jnana, yoga, and other such practices. This is an expression of trust, vishvas. The fourth symptom is goptritve varanam, deliberate acceptance of Bhagavan as one's maintainer. I cannot obtain anything, or even maintain myself, by my own endeavor. I will serve Bhagavan as far as I am able, and he will take care of me. This is what is meant by dependence, nirabharata. The fifth symptom is atmanikshep, absence of independent mood. Who am I? I am his. My duty is to fulfill his desire. This is submission of the self, atmanivedan. The sixth symptom is karpanye, meekness. I am wretched, insignificant, and spiritually destitute. This is what is meant by humility, karpanya or dainya. Six impediments which destroy bhakti.
Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha lolyamcha shadbhir bhaktir vinashyati.
Bhakti is destroyed by the following six kinds of faults. 1. Eating too much or collecting more than necessary. 2. Endeavors which are opposed to bhakti. 3. Useless mundane talk. 4. Failure to adopt essential regulations or fanatical adherence to regulations. 5. Associating with persons who are opposed to bhakti. And 6. Greed or the restlessness of the mind to adopt worthless opinions. Six vows favorable for the performance of bhakti.
Utsahan nishchaya dhairyat tat tat karma pravartanat sangatyagat satovrite shadbhir bhakti prasidyati.
Progress in bhakti may be obtained by the following six practices. 1. Enthusiasm to carry out the rules which enhance bhakti. 2. Firm faith in the statements of the Shastra and the Guru whose words are fully in line with the Shastra. 3. Fortitude in the practice of bhakti, even in the midst of obstacles, or patience during the practice stage of bhakti, even when there is delay in attaining one's desired goal. 4. Following the limbs of bhakti, such as hearing, shravana, and chanting kirtan, and giving up one's material sense enjoyment for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. 5. Giving up illicit connection with women, the association of those who are overly attached to women, and the association of mayavadis, atheists, and pseudo-religionists. And 6. Adopting the good behavior and character of pure devotees. The only way to gain relief from all adversities, the only way to find the hidden treasure, is to abandon all considerations of religiosity or irreligiosity and surrender unto the lotus feet of the Absolute Reality, the Beautiful, Sri Krishna.
Sarva dharman parityajya मामेकं शरणं व्रज अहं त्वां सर्वपापेभ्यो मोक्षयिष्यामि मा शुचः.
Abandon all varieties of religion or spiritual paths and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not worry or lament. Commentary by Srila Sridhar Maharaj. To impart knowledge of my all-comprehensive aspect, Brahman, as well as knowledge of my all-pervading aspect, Paramatma, whatever teachings I have given, based in general on the duties of Varnashram, the socio-religious ranks of life, the duty of the mendicant, selflessness, internal and external sense control, meditation, subservience to the dominion of the Almighty. Now I ask you to summarily dismiss every one of those paths and surrender unto me the personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Then I shall deliver you from all sins of this worldly sojourn, as well as any sin incurred by giving up the aforementioned duties or religiosities. There will be no cause for you to lament that your life's mission is unfulfilled. Only those surrendered unto Krishna can become free from Maya.
Daivihyesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mam eva ye prapadyante mayametam tarantite.
This divine energy of mine, Maya, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is impossible to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Embracing the Lord as one's maintainer and guardian.
Ananyas chintayanto maam ye jana paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham.
But those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. Chanting, remembering, and crying in separation.
Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dhana, bhakti e Krishna nama, smarana krandana.
If you want to attain the treasure of bhakti yoga, you have to chant Krishna's name, remember his form, qualities and pastimes, and weep from the depths of your soul for Guru and Krishna's mercy.